Breaking news.
What is happening on you?
Wretched boy.
Nerdy Bands.
Nerdy Bands.
Okay, Nerdy Bands.
Nerdy Bands.
Welcome to Nerdy Bands.
Yo, what's good, guys? Welcome to another episode. Today, we'll be talking about some of the tech news that have happened in this year. So, I will be talking to a tech friend of mine, Isa Bello. He is into software engineering. And yeah, I'll be asking him a few questions and he will be giving me some answers. And we'll be getting to know a bit about what happened this year, basically, in the tech world.
All right. Hi, I am Isa Bello Suleiman. I was born and bred in Nigeria, Kaduna to be specific. And I'm currently studying user experience, research and design in the UK. But for now, you can call me a computer scientist. I love gaming, love comics, love anime, love learning about science, physics, tech, you name it. Yeah.
So what's the recent trend in tech this year with everything that's happened?
Yeah, you know, everything's been pushed up earlier. And 2020 has served as this radical testing ground for emerging technologies and unorthodox partnerships. But you know, aside from 5G, one major thing that really does stand out to me is edge computing. So it's computing that's done at or near the source of data. So instead of like relying on cloud computing, which is in a centralized location, to do all the work, you are relying on more locally stored stuff to reduce latency and, you know, just kind of reduce cost and cooling solutions, because a lot of heat is generated by these server farms that are handling all the data. So I think that's a new technology coupled with 5G that can really be a game changer for a lot of things. I'm talking like real-time communications, online learning, remote work, you know, you name it. It's a lot of stuff.
Yo, as someone that's into tech, what shows and what forms of entertainment have been keeping you busy in this time of the year? And are you a DC or Marvel person?
Dude, both. So I was introduced to Superman. I was like my first superhero. I was really, really young. The very next one was Spider-Man. And like, I'm not even too sure which one came first, but like I started loving DC and Marvel stuff almost at the same time. My very first comic book was The Death of Superman, which holds a very dear place in my heart. But yeah, I just love both Marvel and DC. Yeah, in terms of movies, you know, I haven't... All right, so the last time I was in the cinemas was February, just before the quarantine. So the last movie I watched was Sonic the Hedgehog. Love that movie, by the way. And I didn't go to the cinemas again till August, end of August, to watch Tenet, Christopher Nolan's Tenet, which was magnificent, in my opinion. Really mind-bending. And, you know, I've always been into sci-fi, horror, thrillers, mystery. Well, you know, the movie industry following COVID, it's really changed. Like, a lot of things are going on video on demand. So online, they've been released and you're supposed to buy them. And, well, the thing is, digital purchases, here's the thing nobody tells you, you don't actually own the stuff. It's more like a license to watch this for as long as the system or, you know, platform hosts this, right? So it's not like a subscription model. You're getting a license, but it's really just a contract to watch it. You don't actually own it, right? There's a lot of people, you know, a lot of people don't know this. So
what's your take on the Xbox Series X and the PS5 that just came out? What's your opinion on it? How has it affected us this year, basically? And how has it been affected by this year?
Yeah, you know, times are hard, man. You know, we need entertainment now more than ever. And, you know, gaming in particular, the two juggernauts, PS5 and Xbox Series X. You know, just right off the top, Xbox Series X is more powerful. Let's just be honest, has more teraflops, more processing power. The PS5, though, even though it has the SSD, which is super fast, 5.5 gigabytes, as opposed to 2.23 gigabytes for the Series X, it shines in its gaming experience. So like the DualSense controller, which has this haptic feedback stuff and adaptive triggers, it's trying to get you more immersed in the experience. And I think that's just crazy awesome. Like that's 4D for gaming. like you're now part of the game because you feel it. You know, you can feel the different types of surfaces you walk on and other things. Wonderful. Now, Series X, yeah, you want stable 4K gaming, 60 frames, 120 frames, crazy stuff. I think it does shine in that department. But to be honest, both of them have their drawbacks and their advantages. But I would say probably the games that are offered on PS5 appeal to me a bit more lately. Yeah, obviously, I played Halo. I've played all the cool stuff. I played Gears of Wars on the Xbox console. But PS5 and PlayStation in general has been a big part of my childhood. And you can call me biased if you want. I play a lot of damn good games on it. Uncharted, that's just one off the bat. Ghost of Tsushima, more recently Infamous. Wow, you know, so many. God of War. So I think coupling that with the DualSense controller gives the PS5 an edge, in my opinion. But overall, just from a technological standpoint, Xbox Series X blows PS5 out of the water. Price is where it gets weird. So you have them being priced at the same point, like $499, which is not too bad, actually. You know, it's still a $500 console, but I just find it odd that one of them is more powerful than the other, but they're priced at the same, you know, exact point, which is very odd. I guess it's a weird marketing tool from Microsoft as well. Like, you know, they're trying to show, oh, we're as powerful as PS5, but we're slightly cheaper because we're giving you more bang for your buck. PS5 is like, yeah, we're going to give you better experiences, so we're going to keep it at the same price, especially with the DualSense, even though that's not included in the actual price. You know, you don't get free. I mean, you get some things, but like you have to go buy separate DualSense controllers and other things like that. But I think the hardest thing is just getting one. It's so hard. Like, have you tried putting in one of these consoles into your basket online? It's impossible. You won't get past the checkout screen. So they really need to work on that. And I'm guessing 2021 is when they're going to, you know, create more units to sell. But I think currently they're out of units, which really sucks. So high demand, you know, the hype is huge. And I think that really pushes people to get super excited about gaming. And I haven't seen this level of excitement in a long time where everyone's like, oh, if you don't have a PS5 or you don't have a Series X, you're not cool. Like, that's crazy to me.
So how do you think big tech companies and business companies as well have coped with everything that's happening? What are the recent trends in terms of tech and ways of doing business that has changed that you feel is something significant and something you see surpassing this year?
In this post-COVID-19 world, businesses and consumers are seeking alternatives to in-person gatherings. They're finding ways to create shared digital experiences and, you know, digital communities. And, you know, the trend is that technology is trying to support that and help people deal with the issues that come from remote work, online learning, social distancing, all these things. You know, the IoT devices, Internet of Things devices that connect to cloud computing and other services that are smart devices trying to help manage the new rules and new way of living COVID has created. Now, I'm not saying this is going to last forever, but the changes, the effects, the ripple through time is definitely going to be felt in at least the next 10 years. So a major thing is, I know 5G, I've mentioned it before, but this is really going to change a lot of things. More and more cities are trying to become smart cities where everything's interconnected. There are devices that are hidden in plain sight that are doing very smart and incredible things and helping improve your experience in the city. All of that needs processing power. All of that needs information. That's where cloud computing comes in. But because, you know, latency, which is lag, is a huge thing. 5G is going to help that. Edge computing as well is going to even improve that further. And combine all these ideas together, we're trying to head towards this kind of digitally extended reality where things like VR, AR, IoT, all come together to help us get closer to one another, even though we can't physically be next to each other, and to improve collaborative tasks and collaborative events, like a concert, for example. And this is really where I think the world is headed to post COVID-19. Yeah, it's a little scary. Obviously, we have robots and drones that are cleaning up parts of the city, sanitizing parts of the city in areas of the world. And it's just shocking to me to think that everything's just kind of been moved up earlier. And we're doing all these crazy things in this time. It's daunting, but also exciting.
The final question I'll ask you is how COVID has affected you as a person. What changes have you had to adapt to, and how is everything generally right now?
Yeah, this summer I had my master's dissertation, which got severely affected by the pandemic and COVID in general. You know, I think it's just that whole shift from in-person learning, in-person work, to remote stuff. And it can be a big shift. That energy you get from people who are next to you is completely gone. You feel kind of more alone. Maybe you might lose motivation. Taking care of your mental health is a big part of this. I think it's more of an internal struggle than just an external battle against the world. Not saying that people aren't suffering and haven't lost their jobs over this, but in my experience, at least, it's been far more forging mental, you know, strength. And I think the challenges will just keep coming, and you just have to find ways to cope. Exercise is a big part. I think, you know, keeping focused or fit, or having some kind of goal that you've created for yourself, will keep you on, you know, on the right path, I feel. But yeah, you know, it's definitely affected me in big ways. And I've had to make lots of sacrifices to protect the people I care about. And I think a lot of people out there nowadays really don't have that, you know, worry. They're just kind of tired of this whole social distancing, being told what to do. I feel you. But, you know, just wait a little longer. You know, the vaccine's on its way. Save a few more lives. Yeah.
Yo, thanks for being on the show. I look forward to hearing from you in a better time.
Yeah, you know, oh man, thanks for having me. It's been a great show. We've talked about a couple things. You brought up very nice topics. You know, I'm still on my way. I still have a lot to learn. But, you know, I'm excited to talk to you guys again. And, yeah, hopefully there's more going on in the future. Let's hear it. Let's hear a bright future.